morning. So last night my printer broke, and so I could not print out what I had prepared, but all is well. On my way here, I want to thank Roger because he reminded me that the universe has got my back. And when I heard my introduction this morning, the first time, and then Sherry said it again about being the number one Amazon author, I was like, my ego stuff was like, ooh, flying in my face. Don't say that. And then it occurred to me that that was what I was talking about anyway. So in the beginning, if you look at this, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, if you look at this more closely, you will see that God and Word are both capitalized, as if they're synonymous. And that's not a mistake. That's how it reads. So, my question to you is, how do you use your words? Do you say to yourself, I am broke, I am depressed, I am any one of a myriad of limiting things? Or do you say to yourself, I am fabulous, I am beautiful, I am spectacular? How do you use your words? I am the way and the truth and the light. So, back in 2015, I had an experience where I was broke, and I was working for myself, doing web design work. I was allowing my fear of not having enough money to rule my life. And I saw this pattern. I saw all of these, it surrounded men, controlling elements regarding finances and men. I was feeling very controlled by it. I had one client who was bringing in the majority of my income, who was providing me, so I thought this client was providing me the majority of my income. I had just lost primary custody of my children because I had gone through my third custody battle, and finally my ex-husband had, you know, succeeded in ripping them away from me. And I was in a place of panic, and I was totally stressed out. And I saw this pattern, and I wanted it gone. So I sent in a prayer request to Silent Unity. And I said, I see this pattern, I want it gone, and I want something better. And so I got my, you know, she gave me a prayer. And within about 10 minutes, I found this video on YouTube of this woman who did this affirmative prayer in a way that I had never heard it before. I had never heard it done before. And I listened to her. And within 5 minutes, all of my panic surrounding money had completely disappeared. And I was in a state of complete peace and serenity. And along with that went 90% of my income. So I was no longer receiving child support from my ex-husband because he had gotten primary custody. And I had the nerve to fire my client. And I had one client left. I was doing a little bit of audio editing for her, and it was bringing in $250 a month. And I decided that if it could go away that quickly, it could come in just as quickly. So I sat there in this place of deep peace and serenity for 2.5 weeks, and I kept asking, is there anything I can do today or now, or however many times I asked during the day, to help facilitate my financial abundance? And I kept getting, just wait. Is there anything I can do now to help facilitate my financial abundance? And I got, just wait. 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 So I waited and waited and waited. And 2.5 weeks later, I had this conversation with this gentleman who had invited to my podcast, which was called World Awakened Talk Radio. And I had discovered him because the woman who I was doing all that audio editing for, I edited an audio of her interviewing this guy. And I was just blown away by his work. Just to give you in a nutshell, he takes a light impression of a person, so in other words, your picture, and he puts it in this machine, and he uses a reverse phase harmonic. He also has, on one side, he has pictures of all these pathogens, like 400,000 pathogens, and on the other side, he has your picture. And what that machine does is it disassembles pathogens in the human body, and he said, Carrie, I'll show you how it works. So I used to always get cold sores. And ever since then, I've gotten like a chemical burn across the top of my lip, but I've never gotten cold sores again. And so it's one of those things that it works. So I was like, wow, you know, so I wanted to interview him. But he wanted to do a pre-interview interview just to make sure that we had a good chemistry. So I did that, and as I'm talking to him, he asked me how many people I knew like Melinda, who was the person I was doing audio editing for, and I said, oh, I don't know, hundreds? And he's like, oh, okay. So do you think you could get me interviews with people like Melinda? And I was like, well, yeah. And he said, okay, how many do you think you can get? And I was like, well, how many do you want? And he said, as many as you can get. I said, okay, so I was able to get him about 10 a week, and I'll let you do the math. This lasted for a few months, and then something shifted, and that relationship wasn't really working for me anymore. So I kind of let it go, but it showed me the power of the spoken word. And I became obsessed with this woman. I wanted to know everything about her, and she was charging $1,000 an hour for private consultation, and I was like, I can afford that, I am there. But I couldn't get in touch with her. I couldn't find her, I couldn't have a private consultation with her. She wasn't teaching classes, she wasn't doing workshops, she wasn't doing private consultations, she wasn't doing any of that. So I listened to every single thing I could on YouTube about, you know, the work that she did. And she started to get on my nerves. because people would ask her, what is the script that you use? Can I have that script? And she said, oh, no, I am the only one with the gift. Nobody else can do this but me. And I was like, well, that's the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. And so I decided to dissect what she did, and I decided to claim it for myself. I made a decision to claim that gift for myself. And I did. And I started practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. And I realized that I had the gift too. And everybody in this room has the gift too. That is your divine authority. That is your divine authority. Your authority is your word. And whatever you say and you believe is true and will become manifest in your life. Now, after I started practicing and practicing and practicing, I asked for guinea pigs, and all my friends were like, oh, pick me. So I had many people that were like, I had financial issues, that were having relationship issues, that were having, you know, teeth problems, just all sorts of things. And I did my little prayer work with all of them. I call them consciousness alignments, because what it does is it aligns your consciousness to magnetize to the thing that you want. And I did this for many people, but my favorite story relates to that book. I was writing a book with a bunch of other women. There are 16 of us all together, and the compiling author asked me if I would do a consciousness alignment for her and her relationship with her daughter. And I was like, sure. Now, her daughter looks like my daughters, only my daughters kind of look like me, and her daughter is like va-va-voom. Like, they're half Indian, half white girl. So she's this beautiful girl that looks like she belongs in Bollywood. And she was given, her name is Kalina. Kalina was given a choice that when she turned 18, she could either go on the dole and, you know, contribute to her own expenses in some way, or she could get a job. And she chose, as any 18-year-old would, to go on the dole. And this created a lot of tension in her relationship with her mother. And she was driving Michelle crazy. So I said, Michelle, we are not going to pray on your relationship with Kalina. What we are going to do is we are going to pray that this kid finds the best darn job that she can. As an 18-year-old, she'll get her dream job. And she's like, and I said, and from that, it's going to improve your relationship with her because she's going to feel so great about herself, and you're going to be so proud of her, and it's just going to, all of that love and greatness is just going to spill into your relationship. How's that? And she's like, that works for me. So we prayed on that, or I prayed on that. And then she said, okay, well, how about our book? I would like for it to be a bestseller. And I was like, well, that's a nice dream. I said, well, but how about a number one international bestseller? And she's like, well, can we do that? I was like, we can ask. So what we did was I prayed on that. And then we kind of let it go. About 2 weeks later, Michelle called me up. And she's like, Carrie, you wouldn't believe it. Kalina was in her favorite boutique spending her check. And the shop owner came up to her and said, would you be interested in modeling for our internet and print presence? And she's like, yeah. So check, dream job, 18-year-old. So, and they said to her, you'll get paid and you will be able, you'll get a discount. And if you want to go into modeling, you can start building your portfolio for that. So Colleen's like, yay. And Michelle is like, yay, because it healed their relationship. The other part kind of took a little bit longer because there was editing to do and there were rewrites to do and things like that. But on November, on Thanksgiving 2016, our book, Embraced by the Divine, The Emerging Woman's Gateway to Power, Passion, and Purpose, went to number one in the United States, Canada, the UK, Australia, and the Netherlands. So why am I telling you this? Because it's the power of the word with the conviction behind it that allowed for that to happen. If I had said, oh, yeah, you're right, Michelle, that's kind of, you know, pie in the sky, that never would have happened. So what are you telling yourself? What I would like, I'm going to show you how this works right now. What I want you to do is find a challenge right now. Think of a challenge in your life, and it shouldn't take long. It should come right to mind. And I am going to use this gift that we all have, and I'm going to show you how it's done. Then later on, if you want to go to the workshop, we're going to do Mad Libs, and I'm going to teach you, I'm going to give you the script. So the only thing that you need to do is to say yes to yourself as I speak this prayer, okay? So I invite you to close your eyes, focus on that thing that you don't want, and just listen to my words and say yes to yourself. Divine consciousness that lives in, through, and as every single person listening to my voice, whether it's in person or on a recording or on YouTube or however they receive this message, thank you, thank you, thank you for releasing this person from the challenge and conflict that they are going through in their life right now. Thank you for releasing it across all time, space, dimension, and reality now. Thank you for replacing this consciousness with a new idea, a new thought, a new consciousness, a new story that releases them and brings in them in harmony with the thing that they most desire. Thank you for releasing them from that across all time, space, dimension, and reality, going down their mother's side of the family and their father's side of the family 10,000 generations so that they have inherited a new consciousness that is in alignment with who they truly are, the being that lives in, through, and as them, that they can say, I am the way and the truth and the light now. Thank you for imprinting them with a new consciousness in every vibrating molecule, every spinning atom, every strand of DNA, for imprinting them with this new consciousness that allows them to be at ease with their life and at ease with their truth and at ease with the reality of who they truly are now. Thank you for imprinting them permanently and forevermore through the rest of their life here on planet Earth so that they no longer have this issue, this challenge, or so that it transforms and transmutes in a way that they see it as such a blessing now. Thank you. It is already done. Thank you. It is already done. That or something even better. That or something even better now. Thank you. That or something even better now. Thank you. It is already done. It is already done now. It is already done now. And so it is. Just sit with that for a moment. Take in a deep breath and push it all out. Take in another deep breath and push that all out. And then I'm going to, today's affirmation, Roger reminded me that I had forgotten. I'm going to wait about a minute, let you kind of ease into that and get grounded. Today's affirmation, if you will repeat this after I do, I'll say it once and then we can repeat it and read it up there. God lives in, through, and as me. By my divine authority and grace, I now release myself of my perceived limitations and choose to be an instrument of peace, love, radiant health, and prosperity now. Together, God lives in, through, and as me. By my divine authority and grace, I now release myself of my perceived limitations and choose to be an instrument of peace, love, radiant health, and prosperity now. Okay, so it is. Thank you.